Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Okay, here we go. Keep going. It's Sparky, everybody, in Alameda. Hi, Sparky. What are you doing?
Oh, having a get-together with the kids at school right now, actually.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, yeah, you know, I got to show up to be a father sometimes.
Nothing says being a good dad like calling a radio show from a kids' event.
Yeah, you know what? It's the passion. It's the playoffs. We got to do some of these things sometimes. But since you guys were so much into Dalen Brooks, I cannot wait to quote Claymore, Clay Thompson calling him a clown because he called his how good they were doing a dynasty back when they got their ass whooped, and Clay Thompson came on the media saying, "I cannot wait." When this clown said, "I cannot wait." Winning games is a dynasty, but, you know, this is what we do. That's what he said. Neither here or there, I'm happy to see them matching up. Yes, I think he has multiple ways to prove himself because I think he got something personal against the Warriors. And you know what? It's the playoffs. Let the game comes. Let the best win. Neither here or there, I think our players are getting older and we deserve a chip. But they got to show it. They want it too. You know, we can wish all we want, but their players got to show their job, and we hope for the best.
Yep, they got to go do it. Sparky, I'll say this. It's funny when he says, in this case, he's talking about Dalen Brooks. Like, I think he's got something personal against the Warriors. Do you know what I've noticed? Because, and again, the Warriors have changed so many times, but if you're talking about the core, Steph and Draymond and Steve, I guess you want to put Kevon Looney in there too, sure.
Yep.
Almost everybody in the league has something against those guys because they've been around for so long and have succeeded so much that if I said, does LeBron have something against the Warriors? Yep, LeBron's got something against the Warriors. Does Dalen Brooks have something against the Warriors? Absolutely.
James Harden?
James Harden.
Yep.
James Harden thinks the Warriors are why he hasn't won a championship. Let's say they got to the finals. Does Boston have beef with the Warriors? Do they have something that they'd like to say to the Golden State Warriors? Like, there are so many matchups where somebody's got something Warrior-related in their craw, and it's a compliment to them. It's just because they've been there so long and they've succeeded so many times.
It's the ultimate compliment because that's where I think when, you know, Ryan Hollins talks about it being a rivalry, if you're Houston, yeah, you see this as a rivalry because you want what the Warriors have had four times over. And so you look at this matchup and you're hungry for it. So you take them on as a, quote, rival, even though the last four times these teams have met in the postseason, the Warriors have won all four of those series. So is it really a rivalry when you beat Houston every time in the playoffs? Probably not, but Houston looks at it and thinks, yeah, it's a rivalry because we want to do what you've already done.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. How about Steve-O in the city? Hi, Steve-O. What's good?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for a little bit of that Giants talk and shout out Wilmer Flores, RBI leader in the league. But we are here to talk about the Warriors, and the matchup I'm concerned about is Şengün and Draymond. And the reason is Şengün's proven that he can get under Draymond's skin, and we need Draymond to be clear-headed. He's been so good this season, and we need him to just focus with intensity on his defense, get his rebounds, maybe a couple of random threes here and there. But that's the matchup that I really am most concerned about. Thanks again, guys. And let's go, Dubs.
Yeah, let's go, Steve. Thanks, man. I can see that. Look, that game a couple of Sundays ago, one of the best games I've ever seen Şengün play. And he's a good player. I'm not saying that this was like out of pocket. He's a really good player. But I was really impressed by him that day. Don't think you're going to get that level of output from him every game. And I also, like, is Draymond going to be up against the line? Sure, that's where Draymond often plays, and the playoffs are here. So I think he'll pick his spots to kind of push the envelope a little bit. But the idea of a 22-year-old player sort of outmaneuvering Draymond in terms of the mental side of the game and trash-talking and getting under his skin and everything, come on. Come on now. Like, if we've got any faith that Draymond Green is the future Hall of Famer that he is not going to let a 22-year-old outwit him off the court and lead him to technicals and a suspension or something like that. I doubt that very much.
I don't think that that's going to be the way Şengün would go about it. I think that the way he plays with a relentlessness on the glass especially, and he's a guy who can certainly score, and he's also somebody who, like many players in the association, upon little contact, he can throw himself to the ground. And this happened in the last time the Warriors played them, and Şengün went down a couple of times really, really easily. So it's not only baiting Draymond through his words and trash talk. He won't do that, but he certainly is going to try to get Draymond Green to contact him, and he might, you know, try to draw a couple of fouls with some floppery. That sort of thing is just as effective, theoretically, in getting to Draymond as words are. That actually might make him even angrier.
Maybe. And again, like, I don't think that matchup is even solely on Draymond Green. In fact, I know it's not. Like, I know that the Rockets team is aware of the fact that Kevon Looney has had a lot of success guarding Alperen Şengün so far this year. So you're going to see that matchup and Draymond move to the four or take a break at certain times. So I think the Warriors have a lot of stuff to throw at him defensively. Very good player. He's going to have his successes, but baiting Draymond into a problem, I doubt. Let's go to Dan, Highway 4. Again, 888-957-9570, taking your calls on what you see as the matchup that matters in this series. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling. What's up?
What's up, Willer? What's up, Div? The matchup I'm looking at is Steph Curry versus the refs. He tends to never get a whistle. I mean, not never, but a lot of times he doesn't get the whistle he deserves. And I feel like for a superstar, he deserves a whistle. Do you guys think he should, like, act out getting fouled more, like, be more dramatic about it? I'm not saying complain to the refs or, like, play it off a little more, because he gets held. He gets fouled all the time. He doesn't get a whistle. And another question I'll take off the air. How many technical fouls does Curry have in his career? I really don't remember any. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yep. He has had some. Did he get ejected for the mouthpiece thing?
He's been ejected, I believe, three times in his career.
Ejected.
Two times for the mouthpiece. One, he threw it when Jordan Poole didn't pass him the ball, and he threw it and it happened to go into the crowd,
right,
and he was ejected. And there was another one where he threw it, I think, not into the stands, but off of the scorer's table, essentially, and that was an ejection. And there was a third ejection that I couldn't find the video of, but he usually gets about one tech a year. And as Steve Kerr told us a couple of weeks ago, complaining doesn't work. Those were Steve Kerr's words.
Yes, he did say that.
Right.
So then I asked him, so why do you do it?
Human nature.
Humans.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so this is according to AI on Google, so take it for what it's worth.
Yep.
But AI on Google says that as of March of this year, as of a month ago, and I'm pretty sure Steph hasn't gotten any in the last month, that Steph Curry has accumulated a total of 28 technical fouls in his 16-year NBA career. So it's a little bit less than two per year if you go over his entire career. 28 technical fouls in 16 years. And it is wild because I don't know if you could do this with Warrior basketball with anything else. Is there anything else that's happened 28 times and you can barely remember any of them? Like, I can remember a couple, but Steph Curry and technical fouls, did he get one in Brooklyn or did he just get a foul? Remember when he got so ticked at the ref and he just took the inbound pass underneath Brooklyn's hoop and shoved one of the Nets players?
I can check, but I think he got a tech for that because he also kind of stood over the top of the Brooklyn guy.
But he was sending a specific message. Like, I didn't take that as Steph losing his cool. I took that as Steph being like, dude, I need to shake the refs. Hello, are you listening to my message? And by the way, it freaking worked because they went down by 23 points in the first quarter and then they came back and won that game.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the internet and it's saying that in game six of the NBA Finals in 2016, he was ejected after throwing his mouthpiece into the crowd. But then it goes on to say he was called for his sixth foul with 4:22 left in the fourth quarter. So you already fouled out. Can you foul out and get ejected?
Sure.
I mean, I suppose. Sure. So
it doesn't affect the game, but yes, right. you have to go to the locker room. Yeah,
you don't get
you
to
leave.
You don't get to sit on the bench. You got to go in the tunnel with Jonathan Kuminga.
And got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah. So I guess that was one of his ejections in the NBA Finals after fouling out, which I don't know how many times he's actually fouled out of games. Probably not many more than he's been ejected.
Yeah, I would say less.
Yep.
Less. Six fouls for Steph Curry? That's pretty wild.
Really quick, in that game in Brooklyn in early March, when Steph just, there was full court pressure from the Nets, and he shouldered the Nets defender and then kind of stood over the top of him, just called for an offensive foul, but Steve Kerr was called for a tech.
Yeah.
Arguing after.
Yeah. I look, they're all trying to protect each other, and they were trying to send a message to the refs. And I think that message was received because that game got officiated differently from that point forward. It's not why the Warriors came back to win. They came back to win because they're way, way better than the Brooklyn Nets. But I remember, and that's kind of what I mean about watching these games that are coming up and the tone that's set by the refs. That game, it was clear that Brooklyn was going to come out, totally beat him up, and Steph very clearly felt the refs were not paying attention. They were not protecting him. They were not calling things that needed to be called. So even down by a ton of points, he went ahead and took an offensive foul. Steve went and got a tech. It was like, all at once, we're going to go send this message to the refs. And it worked. It absolutely worked. So sometimes it's not just emotion run amok. It's strategic getting a technical foul.
Absolutely. And as Draymond has proven over and over and over again, when you get the first tech, then you've got a certain amount of leash before you get that second tech because they don't want to eject a star player. As much as fans think that the refs might be out to get somebody, you get the first tech and it's like, okay, that's a T, enough. And then the player is going to go even further and make the referees have to eject a player, which they don't want to do. So a lot of times when Draymond gets that first tech, then he doubles down on what he's actually trying to do out there.
Absolutely. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. How about Carlos in Alameda? Hi, Carlos. Thanks for calling. Carlos!
Oh. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Barely.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm in Alameda. It's a little spotty. I just want to say I'm excited to see playoff Jimmy, and I've been a longtime listener. Thanks a lot, guys. See ya.
Yeah, Carlos, thank you.
Right, there you go.
Playoff Jimmy. And looks like Playoff Jimmy has been officially activated, which is great. And, you know, matchup-wise, I think the Amen Thompson-Steph Curry one is an obvious matchup to keep an eye on. But also Jimmy Butler, and I think it's going to be Dylan Brooks a lot who guards Jimmy Butler.
I don't know. And so much of the game now is forcing a team to switch and get something that they don't want. You know what I mean? Like, go back to when they played the Lakers a couple of weeks ago. The Warriors did a great job of like, no, we're gonna mess around until Luka ends up on Steph. And then that music started. And the ball's in the bucket. So we'll see. But yeah, you might be right. That might be how it starts. I don't know. But I think Draymond and Looney are going to, that's Şengün. Amen Thompson, sure, he's on Steph, and they're going to do everything they can to get Amen off of Steph.
Right. And I think on possessions. You put Moody on Jalen Green for a lot of it, I would imagine.
That sounds right.
Because, you know, Moody's your best perimeter defender, and Jalen Green is their bounciest, quickest guard out there. And, you know, the Dylan Brooks one is probably something that you have to keep more of an eye on than in the past because he is making his threes. You can't just outright ignore him anymore. Guy's shooting 40% from three, you do have to defend him.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Look at you.
Well, I wanted to acknowledge, like 415, he got your joke that he'd be, he says, ouch, Dibs, in the tunnel with Kuminga.
It was just a quick little drive-by.
Yeah, we got it. We got that.
I'm glad.
He said Kuminga caught a stray.
He did. He got astray, and then it's playing off of the Tim Kawakami article in the SF Standard.
Look,
and as Tim explained, it's standard, pun intended, for a player to be in the tunnel.
Dark humor is still humor.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at stuff, I don't know. I mean, I referenced that Bill Burr thing on Hulu with Steve Kerr yesterday.
Yep.
Bill Burr, friend of the program, sorta. But anyway,
are you buried me, that Burr.
Hey, he took a shot at me too.
Yep.
Anyway, Bill's the title of his comedy skit is Drop Dead Funny. But the reason it's called Drop Dead is...
I hate everybody.
Yeah, that's why. No, because I think Bill and... Gosh, you and Bill might be the exact same age, actually.
Bald ginger.
Let me look up Bill Burr. But he's in that...
Yeah, he's 56. He's a lot older than me.
He's 56.
Yeah. He's 2 months older. I'm 56.
You're 56. You're the exact same age.
And we have the same ability to grow hair, apparently.
Apparently.
And he also, I think, is a former redhead. As am I.
Yeah. Well, I'll go with that. But, yes, he was.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm sure
nothing
he could.
Nothing gets past you.
Yeah,
thank nice. You. I'm sure he could be, as I could.
Anyway.
Give me a couple of years.
He calls it Drop Dead Funny because he's like, I've reached the age where men just sometimes... drop dead. And I guess that the inspiration for this came from, and I don't mean this in a dark way, but he was recently at a funeral for one of his friends who kind of had one of those 50-something-year-old heart attacks and dropped dead. And he turned it into a whole skit and sketch. And again, it's not overly dark or whatnot, but it's funny. It's funny, but that's kind of where it all came from. You know, he's like, we're at that age where some guys just like lean back in the rocking chair and then poof, that's it. So anyway, like sometimes you got to laugh at this stuff.
You have to. And I mean,
not to compare Kuminga's benching to dying.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that, but no, I don't know. Maybe his Warrior future might have died.
It may have. But then again, his value may have dropped to where he can be kept for a price that is amenable to the Golden State Warriors. We don't know, and
maybe.
We don't even, it's not even something worth talking about as we head into a great weekend. And, you know, you and I talked before about my favorite weekends or my favorite stretches in sports. And I do think the next 2 days where you get four on Saturday and four on Sunday,
eight playoff games.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
And it's eight game ones too. So it's that freshness of a series starting at 9:30 in the morning, I'd guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And if you want to toss in what we're watching right now, you get 10. I mean, these are...
Yeah, I don't want to toss that in.
But they're elimination games.
They are.
You're elimination games. You know, whoever your baseball team is, they've got three today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Everybody plays.
Yep.
You've got all of that. You're probably going to have some chocolate in the house. Not all of you. Depends.
Yep.
You know, denomination sensation. But anyway,
First game tomorrow, 10 a.m. Bucks Pacers.
Damn, let's go.
Yep.
This is Wake and yeah, Wake and go straight to the.
It's Wake and take.
Wake and take.
Wake
yeah.
and take the points tomorrow. It's a classic Wake and take.
Take the points.
Well, just because you can't Wake and take the favorite, I guess you could Wake and take
Indiana
the favorite.
Minus 5.5.
I mean, man, some of you are going to Wake and bake. Sunday is 4:20.
Yeah, am I right?
It's also Easter.
It's just, I mean. It is.
Do whatever you want with the holiday. You do what you want with it. I don't care.
If you are waiting until 4:20 to hit the lettuce, then you got no business hitting the lettuce. It's
how high are you
right now? Right?
I'm high, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know this because I don't really partake.
You don't partake, yeah. Nor do I.
But on 4:20, can you just do it whenever? Or do you have to wait till 4:20?
No, whenever.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
And you know that the whole 4:20 thing started at Santa Fe High School.
I don't know
in
that.
In the 70s. Yeah.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Facts. Okay. My brother, Mike, his neighbor, was one of the guys who started it. It's fact. And again, I don't want to sit here.
You know
and,
how it came about? You know what 4:20 references?
Oh, boy. Listen to Lucas.
It's the time of day they would go and meet to partake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it got out of detention. How we all hell? Know the story.
I don't know the story. I saw Dazed and Confused, and that's about as far as it goes.
Man.
I mean, in college.
There's even a statue in right college, by SR High School.
In college.
That's where they would meet, yeah. But, at the statue.
But that's it. It was just college.
Meet at the statue at 4:20.
Like, I literally had bookends. We get to college. Let's learn how to do this. When we leave college, that's enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go be an adult now.
Exactly.
That's all. That just me, no judgment. Do what you want on Sunday.
Sure. Just
have a day.
Well, and if you are waiting for that day to hit the lettuce,
go
then,
Dubs.
Yeah, you should probably be thinking about something else. It's rookie day. It's like New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Eve.
It's the same kind of vibe.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. Good Lord. Stay home. What are we doing?
Right.
Let the restaurant charge you $119 for a plate of Caesar salad. What's happening right now? Anyway, hi, Morgan in Morgan Hill. What are you doing?
Just driving home from work, getting ready to start this weekend. Really excited about the game's Dibs. I totally agree with you that something about game ones, it's like there's this pent-up adrenaline where it almost seems like they play the hardest in game one, it kind of seems to me. But anyways, I was calling to talking about the matchups I'm eager to see for the Rockets series. And, you know, I don't know how many years ago it was that the narrative around Steph Curry was that his big weakness was being physical with him, super physical, and that's how you stop him. And then, like, somehow he kind of shook that narrative, and we were talking about how he was adding muscle and that he's actually got a good field goal percentage inside of the two-point line, yada, yada. And he kind of shook that narrative. But now this series, I'm excited to see if he's really, really shaking that narrative, because I don't know how anybody cannot be nervous after that last loss to the Rockets, the way they shut him down and just how physical the Rockets look. So I'm really excited to see how much success Steph Curry has in this series.
Morgan, thanks. But I'll try to answer your question because I'm not nervous at all. Like, one thing I can promise you, if you look at all of the games between the Rockets and the Warriors this year, all five of them have a totally different personality. One time, the Warriors scored 127 points. The next time, they scored 90. They have totally different personalities.
When they scored 127, they blew a 31-point lead.
That too, and went to overtime. Exactly. Some of the games Steph Curry played, some of them he didn't. Some of them Jimmy Butler played, some of them he didn't. Two Sundays ago, ain't got nothing to do with Sunday. The Warriors were, their words, exhausted, came through the gauntlet. The officials called that a certain way. I hated it. But they're not going to – some of them might get called that way. Some of them won't. I would put my money on less than half of them will. And so I just think – I think each of these is going to have their own personality. I don't think it's a sweep. I'm not sitting here telling you that. But if you think that what the Rockets did two Sundays ago If you think they're getting away with that six or seven times in this series against Steph, I think you got another thing coming.
I don't think that you watch the association very closely, and I'll give you some stats to back it up, because in that game, there were a total of 29 fouls called. Do you know what the average is across the association for total fouls called in a Garden Variety NBA game?
I do not know, but I would guess it to be, you said 29 in that game?
Yeah.
It's significantly higher than that.
I would say 42.
How about
39?
Yeah.
39. I probably should have given him a parameter. And if it would have been a Willard parameter, plus or minus half a foul.
No, plus or minus 3.5, definitely.
And that's a win.
No.
Give that man his
day. No, I overbid. Lost. I'll take my buzz.
39 fouls.
I'm about to go get one later tonight.
Yeah, on Sunday, am I right?
Yeah.
38.8 actually is the number. And okay. So if you look at called fouls per game, there are certain refs that you'd rather not have if you're looking for more whistles.
Yeah.
And in that game where you had 29 total fouls, and Steph Curry didn't shoot a free throw, that is way outside the norm of an NBA game, based on the numbers that I was able to cull from the internet.
And those are numbers, which means they're numbers.
Numbers are numbers.
They are.
And if you're looking for a crew
numbers
chief...
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Like Matt Myers, among crew chiefs, calls the most fouls in his games, 42.3. Scott Foster, by the way, Scott Foster... Number 46 in your program, number one in your heart. He calls a lot of fouls. So if you get a Scott Foster game, you might get the whistle that you want.
He calls a lot of fouls for the team he bets on.
Okay. Now that...
What?
That is... You know what that is? It's not libel because you didn't write it. That's slander. That is slander right there. You find yourself in some hot water right there.
Oh, yeah?
Slanderous.
Take my media course. What is a... foolproof way to not get sued for slander?
Say, I think.
No. Have what you said be true.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So if it's not true.
Then it could be.
Okay.
It's pretty hard for celebrities, though, to prove it.
And I also.
You got to have some financial damages and all that.
With I think. Or I believe, dude, then it becomes less ability to be slanderous.
It's super hard. As a celebrity, bottom line is, you to prove financial distress because some schmuck on the radio made a joke about you, good luck.
If Adam Silver was listening and he called Scott up and said, hey, guess what I just heard? You're betting on games, you're fired. Well, then maybe.
Now we
got ourselves a problem.
Yes.
NASA,
but don't,
we have a problem.
Don't believe me. Just watch the Tim Donaghy doc and then try to believe that Tim and Scott love to talk on the phone 83 times a night during games. But if you want to believe that they just love each other that much, knock yourself out.
I've seen what love can be like with you and the lovely Christy, so perhaps they are as close as you and the lovely.
And Christy and I bet on games.
And you talk
sometimes
probably 83
that's what we're
times
talking about.
A week. Exactly.
Who you got on underdog tonight?
Right.
You like Wiggins? You like Wiggins higher than 21.5 points? What do you think? That's what we're talking about.
The only people you love more than Christy are Stephon Castle and that Duren guy for Detroit.
Jalen Duren.
Thank you.
But you left one person out. Kurt in Hayward Hills.
Wait.
Oh, yes.
Guess who's back?
His triumphant return.
Back again?
To Willard and Dibs.
Let's go.
Kurt, how are you?
Hey, all together.
Hey.
Willard and Dibs, the best sports boys in the Bay Area. Hey, fellas, we're playing Houston, huh?
Hey, Kurt.
Well, Houston's too young. Come on. Houston's a young team, and they got Brooks on there. You know, one thing about Brooks, I don't want to say anything bad. I want to stay cool. But, you know, Brooks leads the league with 18 technicals, and he's out to always hurt people. So that's number one about Brooks. But I don't see Houston beating us at all. I got us winning the first game. I'm going to tell you why. It's payback time, fellas. Payback.
I'm into it.
After we lost the last game, it's payback. And not only that, we're very healthy. We're rested. And when the Warriors are rested, we're a dangerous team. I got us beating those Houston Rockets. Well, they're lucky if they win two games, fellas. Lucky if they win two. Yeah, you got Jimmy back. Like I mentioned, he needs a championship. You got the best coach. You got Curry, the greatest live shooter ever. And you got Green, the greatest offensive player in the league. Fellas, Houston is going to lose game one for sure. That's the bottom line.
I love it, Kurt.
Kurt, it's really great analysis.
So great to hear from
you. Yeah, it is. I do want to ask you, though.
Just one question.
Why do you not want to say anything bad about Dylan Brooks? Like, are you never going to say anything bad about the opposing team ever again?
Well, I want to stay cool about everything. But Brooks, he's always out to hurt. He's out to hurt players, man. This guy is not a good player. 18 ticks he's got. 18. To be exact. And another stats about the Houston Rockets, in 23 playoff games, we beat them 16 times and they only beat us 7. So what does that tell you? Houston is going down, boys.
Boy, Kurt, I love it. I just want to let you know, Kurt, you can still take shots at people. Just, you know, maybe not like the way they speak and stuff like that. But Dylan Brooks, Kurt, that's fair game.
Keep it cool, brothers. I'll keep it cool.
All right.
I mean, if somebody comes up to you this weekend and says, you know what, Kurt, I think the Rockets are going to win this series, what would you say to that individual?
I got it!
Hey! Welcome home, Kurt. Yeah,
Kurt is back.
Back again. Welcome home, Kurt. We missed you.
Yeah, that was. That felt like a shower after a hike.
Needed it.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Felt like a shower after a hike.
You know, and I'm just going to be cool, guys. I'm going to keep my cool.
I said the whole room paused.
A couple times.
When he goes, the Warriors are going to beat those. And there was a pause. And then he goes, Houston Rockets.
Oh, okay.
Kurt is behaving on the air right now the way Draymond behaved this year. He's like, man, you know what? I better. Clean it up.
I got us beating those Houston Rockets.
Granny's so quick on the replay.
Oh, God.
Really good.
That's good.
Dylan Brooks, just for the record, second in the league in techs behind, I like to be fined, Anthony Edwards, who had 19.
Oh.
Ant-Man led the league with 19.
Hey, really?
Draymond, a down year, only 13 techs.
Down year, yeah. He's getting old, you know? I mean, he's starting to understand other people a little bit more.
And your favorite.
Isaiah Stewart.
Beef Stew with 15, tied for fourth.
15 technicals, and he only played 38 minutes all year long. Right. That's what's unbelievable. This guy's getting the text from the locker room.
Jordan Poole with a quiet 10 for
Did
a
he
team.
Really?
Yeah, 10 texts, 10 wins for Washington.
Jordan Poole, come on, man. David in San Leandro. Hi, David. Thank you for calling.
You guys got me following Curtin Hayward? That's impossible.
Well, David, let's see if you can do it.
Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Houston, we have a problem. We are going to smoke these fools. It is going to go 5 at the most. The one caller that said he's worried about Steph because he scored 3 points, we had come off the road in like, what was it, 7-9 games in 15 days? Steve Kerr and the boys are going to put together a game plan for a series, and we're going to shut these guys down. I got no worries. We're winning game one. It's going no more than 5. Jimmy Buckets showed what he could do. I'm ready for this. Bring on whoever's next, because the Rockets, night. David and San Leandro, I'm out.
He's out.
Go ahead and rack him.
I'm
sensing a twinge of overconfidence now.
Well,
I'm not quite. You're allowed to feel what you feel.
Yeah, listen to Steve Kerr. Listen to the way he sounds.
I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been deep in the playoffs, 2 finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami team's there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're going to have to play well to win.
I thought Steve yesterday sounded borderline giddy. Not because they're playing the Rockets. I'm not trying to create any bulletin board. I think he sounded giddy, though, because the setup now swings in the Warriors' direction. At least that's what I can tell he thinks. Not only do I think that they've got the experience and the headiness that's going to be really hard for a bunch of 22-year-olds to battle in the playoffs, but we haven't yet seen what these Warriors look like when they had an extended break and a chance to let that stress chill. Like, Jimmy arrived here, and immediately it was almost like Mission Impossible. He was given that little message that was going to self-destruct, and he opened it, and he said, it said, dude, make the playoffs. Every minute matters. And then it self-destructed. And they've been playing that way ever since. And it's not to say that, like, oh, now you're in the playoffs, every minute doesn't matter. Every minute matters. But they that stress of trying to chase something now goes away. They rest for 4 days. They can settle in, get a game plan, practice, and go after a team that's never done it before. He sounded very confident, if you ask me.
He sounded confident, and I do think that what you had asked him about, you know, how important was that Memphis game, and that's where he was giddy, like, oh, God, I mean, I was going to sit everyone right, joking around, but also kind of half keeping it real that they could not afford to be playing, and they wouldn't even be playing right now.
No, they'd be
warming up right now.
They'd be playing in about an hour and 45 minutes.
Right, a game that actually really, really matters, a double must win, and the result would be a victory and an immediate night flight to OKC, and get ready for the Thunder in a matinee game. So
if you win it. Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson would be here.
Right.
How's that feel?
It feels a lot better knowing that Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson are playing tonight, and you can root for Dallas, and yeah. I really am. I'd love to see Klay get in there.
Oh, God, against Memphis? Go Dallas.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's two words that I rarely say in my life.
Fair enough.
Go Dallas.
You mentioned the gauntlet. And when Jimmy came and he went to L.A. and he was in street clothes and they lost to the Lakers, after that, they played Chicago, which between the Chicago game and the Grizzly game, they played 31 games in 66 days. So it's not every day, but you had a bunch of back-to-backs in there and you had a multitude of cities in which you played. And a lot of those games were playoff intensity. So, you know, to your point and Steve, what he just said, like, it was a gauntlet, and so you got to the Houston spot after you had played six on the road and then Denver at home, and you turn right around a day later and you have Houston. It's like there was some exhaustion there.
No, he did. I know exactly the comment from Steve that you're referencing. We'll play that for you coming up next. We've got open lines if you got to get one more take in about this playoff series before it starts. Call right now, 888-957-9570. We are sponsored by Frontier Ford, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I got us beating those Houston Rockets. That's the bottom line. I got it!
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, there it is. His triumphant return. Just in time.
Yep.
The playoffs are about to start.
Right. And so, you know, somebody could be a DNP host's decision, and he was for a couple of weeks. But hey,
I like Kuminga.
And this is the playoffs now, Kurt, and we got to put our best foot forward, and that includes you on a Friday.
Yeah, it's
what
time.
Was that, sir?
No, you heard him.
Yep.
And he did. And yeah. He called. Welcome back, Kurt.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, it is. It's all good in the hood. All right. Yeah, big weekend ahead. We do have some more people want to weigh in. Let's get to as many as possible. Eric in Daly City. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to end the weekend this way, and I'm a wet blanket, and my friends hate actually watching games with me because I'm such a pessimist.
Okay.
But I actually think we're being way too overconfident here. I've been listening to Houston Sports Talk Radio. They're not scared of us. They're calling Curry a top 15 to 20 player. They're calling Kerr a middling to good coach. And when you say, like, you want us, we're good on close games, did you watch the last minute of the last game that we played?
Do you know the stats, Eric?
I don't know, man.
I mean, listen, Here's all I would say to you. Eric, if you want to live life as a pessimist, I can't change you. You and I are different, and that's not wrong or right. It just is what it is. But first of all, you sought out Houston Radio. Second of all, you're listening to callers who are sports fans in Houston. What on earth do they know about the Golden State Warriors? The clutch stat since Jimmy Butler arrived for the Warriors in close games, I believe, is 10-4. I consider that good. I consider, in fact, all things in Warriors basketball since Jimmy Butler arrived to be good. They have been very, very good. And then the third thing, Eric, is we can talk about the matchup all we want. I just don't think Houston is ready to win a playoff series. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
All right, man. I hope I'm wrong, and you guys have a good weekend, all right?
And I hope I'm right, and I might not be. You too, Eric. Have a really, really good weekend. I'm not giving Houston no chance by any stretch. I just think that there's a core advantage that the Warriors do have. I don't think the games are largely going to be officiated the way the one was a couple of weeks ago. And I think the Warriors are just an incredibly smart team. I was struck by this. Udonis Haslam, who knows the Miami Heat better than anyone because he played there for 47 years.
Yeah, 20.
Recently was being interviewed about all of this. And I don't have the exact quote, but he said something along these lines. He said, I told LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, dude, you guys are incredibly talented. Incredibly talented. But you're nowhere near as smart as Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And that comes from Mr. Heat. Mr. Heat. He'd played with all of them as closely as possible. He thought Jimmy Butler's the smartest player he's ever played around.
And that matters. It matters some. I don't know if it matters all. And, you know, you look at a Houston team, we all want to talk about how the Warriors are rested, older team. Houston this year is 4-1 when they get three or more days of rest. So even though they're a younger team, they're also going to benefit from the rest. And a lot of these guys played 75, 77 games, and they do have a couple of key players who are older. So the rest advantage that the Warriors get is minimal because Houston also is getting the rest and they're going to be at home. So I don't think that, like, are the Warriors going to win both games in Houston? I doubt it. is Houston going to win both these games, 1 and 2? That's more likely than the Warriors winning both. I think a split is the most likely thing that's going to happen.
That's yeah, seemingly. By the way, Grandy's got that Haslam thing that I was telling you about. NBA on ESPN. Here's the comment.
And I had this conversation with Dwayne Wade last night. I told him to his face, you are talented as hell. LeBron has been talented as hell, but Jimmy's way smarter than y'all. He is very smart. He is an extremely smart basketball player. I mean, to the point where I used to go home after practice and just think about ways to stop him because of the way he scored on me that night.
That's from Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
Been a teammate of all three, played with them, played against them, all of those things. Jimmy Butler's way smarter than LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
Those are pretty heady players.
It's a hell of a statement.
It's incredibly, incredibly strong statement. And you add in Draymond Green, who is one of the smartest players, and Steph Curry, it goes without saying. And yeah, that is worth something. And if you want to look at the playoff resumes of those three, they've played in a combined, I think, 500 playoff games. Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph. It's about 500.
Really true. Holy smokes.
I think Steph and Draymond are both around 170.
Oh,
and
it's wild.
But Jimmy's probably at about 100 and change. So maybe 400 and change of playoff games, but far, far more than the whole Rocket team combined. And that includes Jeff Green, who may or may not actually play.
Let's go to T.I. in Oakland. Hey, T.I., what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah.
As always, I want to say thank you for taking my call. Mark, for you. Well, this is for Dibs as well. Dibs like those numbers. I think this boils down to will and desire, which takes age out of the equation. I think the Warriors' desire and will be the reason why they win this series 4-2. And then the other thing for Dibs, if you have time, I want you to look up the records of Udoka and Kerr head-to-head. That's why I think it makes it personal between the coaches, because last time I checked, we won a world championship against Udoka.
Yeah, I feel like, and thank you, T.I., can we do this off the top of our head? I mean, I don't know what the regular season stuff was before. They beat Boston 4-2. They beat the Rockets 3-2 in the regular season this year. What else? What else am I forgetting? Probably some regular season matchups prior to the meeting in the finals.
Yeah, last year in the matchups between Houston and the Warriors.
Yep.
And I think the Warriors had the better of Houston last year. So head-to-head, it's probably strongly in Kerr's favor.
I mean, both really good coaches. They're both really good.
Warriors swept Houston last year because the 91-90 win for Houston earlier this year in Houston, that snapped a 15-game Warrior winning streak.
Yeah,
versus the Rockets.
I just look at that game 2 weeks ago. The further we get away from it, the more thankful I am for it. I think the league is fully aware that the Rockets just got really pushy, shovey. They're like a little bit too much was allowed in that game as a whole, and you had a coach screaming at a superstar at halftime. I don't think that's a good thing for the Rockets now. There's a lot of attention on this subject matter. And who's going to win that? I would argue Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are going to win out on that.
Yeah, probably, although just depends night to night, crew to crew.
For sure.
As we laid out before, in the last game they played, there was only 29 total fouls, 9 fewer than the league average. So it just depends on how it's going to be adjudicated.
As a player, I do have something for you guys.
What's that?
Ime Udoka averaged much, much more rebounds per game than Steve Kerr. In that career.
Okay.
Ime Udoka, 2.9 rebounds per game over his career. Steve Kerr, 1.2. Get a rebound.
Get a rebound.
Get a board, Steve.
How is Ime from three?
I don't have percentages. I can find it.
Okay. All right.
Hold on.
Good luck to you.
Ime's 36%. Steve Kerr, 45.
Okay. 45. Good Lord.
Yeah.
And the official count is Udoka is 5-10 against Steve Kerr teams, including the regular and the post season.
Okay, so
5-10.
So Udoka wins 1 out of every 3 games.
Right.
Warriors in 6.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And postseason games played, Steph 147, Draymond 157, Jimmy Butler 119 for a grand total of 423.
Yeah, and then if you want to sprinkle in Kevon as well, add his and, you know, Şengün never.
Şengün, Green.
Never.
Eason.
Never.
Jabari.
Thompson, no. None of them.
Nine, zero.
But
zero.
FVV,
Dylan Brooks.
Jeff Green.
I love when people bring up Jeff Green, Steven Adams. Guys are going to get 3.2 minutes a game. But anyway.
Adams will get you more than that. He'll get you about 10.
Maybe. Grandy, what are you about to do? What are you doing on the radio?
Well, you guys are going to hear from you two and Sonny and Goo on the crossover coming up next.
Love the crossover.
Including Guru saying that his what's bugging him is Guru not trusting him, even though he was cheating anyway.
Right. That was an odd time to take that shot. But shoot your I can't say it yet.
You could.
That I could.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But I won't, because Grandy is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Can't leave until I ask if you want to do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't tomorrow. I'm busy.
How about Sunday?
It's Easter, Mark.
How about Monday?
I'm here for Monday.
We got a big, big show on Monday. All right.
Either we're celebrating or we're ripping somebody.
Or we're freaking out.
Totally.
Exactly. All right. Until then, y'all, have a great weekend. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.